Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Wednesday, December 30th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at an overview for the film industry's performance this year, as well as Tesla's move to India. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get started this morning, the new strain of COVID-19, originally found in the UK, was discovered in the States for the first time yesterday. The case was located in Colorado and was a man in his 20s with no travel history, who is currently being isolated in Elbert County. In response to the case, Governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, said yesterday that, quote, "There is a lot we don't know about this new COVID-19 variant, but scientists in the United Kingdom are warning the world that it is significantly more contagious. The health and safety of Coloradans is our top priority, and we will closely monitor this case, as well as all COVID-19 indicators, very closely." Now, keep in mind that this new variant is 70% more transmissible, but on the bright side, many experts have said that the current vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna are effective against it. As for our second story today, Boeing 737 MAX has officially returned to passenger service in the U.S. and departed from Miami International Airport at around 11 a.m. yesterday morning. The plane was originally banned from being used due to two fatal crashes that occurred in March of last year, but now American Airlines has 34 of these planes ready for use and more than 1,400 trained pilots. The company also has plans to expand their use of the MAX next year. President of American Airlines, Robert Isom, said that when compared to the previous 737 MAX model, the new one is, quote, "much more efficient, it's much more green, it's a plane that ought to be flying, and other aircraft ought to be left at home right now." As for our third story this morning, the political news outlet Politico announced yesterday that it'll be buying E&E News, a trade publication that focuses on energy and environmental news. No financial terms have been released yet, but Politico did say it would run the outlet as a separate company, with its founder Michael Witt remaining with E&E in a consulting role. Robert Al Britton was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal on the acquisition, saying that, quote, "the story of our generation going forward is the environment and how the energy sector adapts to what needs to be done," adding on that, quote, "it's a massive story." Now, the film industry was perhaps one of the most crippled industries during the pandemic. And as the year is coming to a close, we can now see how movies performed when compared to 2019. According to data compiled by Comscore, overall ticket sales declined by 82% from last year, with no month after March passing $100 million in sales. Now, what's unfortunate is that this year actually started off stronger than the last, with sales in January and February topping last year's. By far the worst performing month this year was April, at just $2 million in sales when compared to last year's over $1 billion. And for our fifth and final story this morning, Tesla is coming to India, according to the nation's transport minister, Nitin Gadkari. The company will start selling their vehicles there next year, and after setting up sales centers, the transport minister told CNN Business that Tesla would also look into manufacturing from the country. Now, this isn't the first time Tesla has tried entering India's market, as in 2017, CEO Elon Musk planned on doing it that summer. Now, bringing in the electric car company actually aligns very well with some of India's most recent green policies, including reducing the amount of gas-powered cars being used, as well as offering subsidies to both hybrid and electric vehicles. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.